Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
Nowadays, we can like ask why the dad didn't stop Drake just being on set, you know, why he didn't raise his voice. But like, I think for me as a dad, he was acting, he was making his dream come true.
Exactly.
So you as a dad, you don't want to
get on the way.
Damage.
Yeah.
You know, to damage that opportunity for your son. Sonoro.
More Than Mamis.
Hello, hello, welcome to a new episode of More Than Mamis
Untold Stories.
Today, we're gonna discuss about Quiet On Set, the revealing documentary series exposing Nickelodeon's abuse of child actors.
This docu-series, yes, it's really trendy right now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to like begin asking, when we were all children, we dreamed about being on a Nickelodeon TV show.
Oh, of course, that was my dream.
On a Disney TV show.
Yes.
Even though I didn't want to be an actress, I dreamt about being on set.
Yeah, it just looked so much fun, right?
So much fun, and it was amazing, like the shows and everything that they did, because they were having fun, and I dreamt about, like, met them and being them.
Yes.
But the reality is that they were not having fun at all.
No. Especially one of the cases that really caught my attention was about Drake Bell. There's many cases that are different kinds of abuse of power, things that the director and producer Dan Schneider did that, he, you know, for some reason, he will put some inside jokes in the TV shows that were not appropriate for kids. You see, like, Ariana Grande, like, throwing some liquid in her in a very sexual way. There was, in one of the shows, this kid that was, like, wearing a costume that's supposed to be like a nose, and it looked like a penis.
Yes,
and
I saw it.
Things like that, they, like, why?
Yes.
Why?
It wasn't appropriate for that age.
No.
And for a TV show made for kids.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about being appropriate. There was actual abuse. And that's the story we're going to discuss today about Drake. I was a fan. Do you watch that?
Yes.
That show? That was, like, my favorite. I love Drake and Josh. I will always like have fun watching it, and it's that thing behind the scenes, he was just 15 and he was getting abused while he was in that show.
That's crazy. So
it all began with
how old is he right now?
I don't know, like 40 something. But he basically He started his career very young.
He's 37.
He started his career very young as a child actor. His dad was his manager. And little by little, he did start with commercials. Then he was in the Amanda Show. And then, boom, this opportunity comes of being as like the star,
yes, a superstar
of Drake and Josh, and he was also releasing himself as a musician, and it was like the dream, right?
The dream come true.
Yes, and one thing that really caught my attention was that the dad didn't like the dialogue coach, the speech coach. He was like a bit touchy with Drake. He was like always around him.
Okay.
And the dad brought to the attention of the producers, like, listen, I don't like this guy, Brian Peck, around my son too much. I feel weird about it. And you know what they say?
What?
He's gay, and you're probably homophobic. He's just a touchy guy, but don't worry about it. He is a good person. And then he was like, okay. And it's when you think, right? Like, when you feel that weird feeling about someone.
Yes, when you know, you know.
Exactly.
But, like, as a parent, mm-hmm. I think, like, because, like, nowadays we can, like, ask, why the dad didn't stop for like Drake just being on set, you know, why he didn't raise his voice. But like, I think for me as a dad, he was acting, he was making his dream come true.
Exactly.
So you as a dad, you don't want to
get on the way.
Damage,
yeah,
you know, the damage that opportunity for your son. But at the same time, you know, or you believe that something weird, yes, is happening. So
yes, and
it's heavy.
The crazy thing is, you know, this kind of people, they manipulate. They manipulate a lot. And one thing he started doing is that he got very close with Drake before things got very weird. And he convinced him that his dad should not be his manager anymore. So that, like, it was so
Brian much Peck convinced, yeah, Drake,
yes,
to,
yes, to, like, you know, your dad
get her his father away.
Yeah, your dad is gonna ruin your career. Like, you shouldn't, like, let him manage you, blah, 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 blah. Until, you know, he was just 15. Mm. And, you know, he's a known person in Hollywood.
Yes, he's a
so,
rising star.
So, like, okay, I should listen to him. And he fires his dad, and then the mom became like the manager, but the mom wasn't as involved. So who became that figure? Brian Peck.
Wow.
So he lived in Orange County, and you know, all the auditions and stuff were in LA. So he ended up like sleeping a lot of times in Brian Peck's house, and he would like take him to the auditions, also like prepare him for the castings, things like that. Like the things that the dad was doing for him.
Mm.
In one night, he
and
was...
And where was his dad in that
Well,
time?
He stepped out, they got in a fight, you know, Drake was a teenager, so he was like, you know, they were separate, mom and dad, and the mom say like, you know, Drake doesn't want you anymore, he wants me, but the mom trusts this guy, you know? So what happened is that one night Drake was sleeping on the couch, and then he wake up being abused. And what he describes on the show and in some other interviews I watch, that he like freaked out, then the guy like apologized, like, no, this was a mistake, this will never happen again.
A mistake? Oh
yes.
My God.
Like, I took it too far. Blah, blah. And, you know, he was a teenager, so he believed it.
Yes.
He was like, okay, weird. He, like, also, I think when you're a teenager and you go around this and you're afraid.
But he was drug or something? Or, like, during he was asleep? Or
we don't know. He doesn't say that.
Oh.
He woke up and the guy, I think he
was naked.
He was, like, over him doing not drink things to him. So one thing that I could see from him, I'm like, as like the perspective of a mom, is that he didn't say anything because he was ashamed of being like, oh, why you let that happen? Or like, maybe like, you know, it was your fault because you were in his house, or, you know, it was your fault because you like provocated. So all those things let him like stay silent for a while.
Mm.
And then he like tried to like a boy being with Brian, But somehow he was afraid to tell his mom, and somehow the mom was like, oh, I cannot pick you up today, go to Brian's house.
Okay.
And that thing happened over and over and over and over again. So
I think like when you start receiving that abuse, maybe you get used to, you know, like you just like completely ignore what is happening because it's the situation that you have to get through to be yes. part of the set and part of being a superstar, and maybe you just get quiet.
I think he was like afraid also to like lose his career, you know? He was just starting, he was like in the peak of his career in that moment. So he was scared about that. Until one day he had a girlfriend and he was staying at the girlfriend's house, and we moms, we know. So they were watching TV, whatever, and he started receiving calls.
Okay.
Constant calls from
Brian.
And the mom of the girlfriend says like, who's calling you so much? And he's like, oh, is this like my coach? He's annoying, blah, blah. And then he started calling the house of the girlfriend.
What?
Because he was not answering. So it was like a jealous attack, you know? So the mom was like, oh, this is weird. And then he ends up picking up because the mom, because like, look, this person wants to talk to you. And he was like, hey, I remember that tomorrow we're going to Disneyland. So like, you know, I need to pick you up tonight, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, I forgot. Like, you know, no, I'm not going. Like, okay. I'm with my girlfriend. Like, he got insane. Like, kept calling until the mom was like,
something is happening here.
Yeah. He like, Drake, what's going on? And then, you know, he kind of like say it like, what was the issue? And then the mom of the girlfriend tells the mom, and it just became like very difficult for Drake to assume, because it's like hard to tell your mom like that difficult thing. So the mom called the police, and he set up Brian on a call to like just confess everything on a call. So thank God he was a good actor.
Yeah.
So he was like...
He was.
Yeah. So he like started like making up a conversation that brought up the subject. Like, you know, like I feel really uncomfortable with this situation. Like I don't want it to happen again. And he starts like...
And accepting. The call is recorded in the documentary?
Yes, with all like FBI team and stuff. Like, so...
And what Brian said?
He confessed everything.
Everything. Wow.
Yes. Yes, and this is sad because he was around so many like young stars. There's this clip that is showing up everywhere online that he's with Leonardo DiCaprio, and he touches Leonardo DiCaprio. It's like, oh, look at those muscles. You're like a superstar right now. And it's like, ew. Like, imagine that Dre was the one who's picked up, but how many stars, like young stars, kids, he abused before. It's sad, and I don't know, like, if me, like, random question, because that thought came to me, if Diego or Eros, your kids, will ever want to like be on TV, because you know we work with media and stuff, maybe you know, what would you do?
No, I just like follow his dream.
Okay.
But like knowing all this situation, I will be involved 100% in that.
Yes.
You know, sometimes as a parent, I know that we don't know everything that is happening, but I think like we have to be there. For some parents that work, that as his mom, that she couldn't be on set every day and every time, I think like
they shouldn't do it.
Yes. They shouldn't do it. If you don't want to be with your kids, because he was a minor, he was 15, 16, he's a child.
Yes.
Like, he's a young man. Like, he didn't know what is happening. He didn't, like, know how to be in front situations like that.
Yeah,
so I
confront.
Think, like, yes, I will be there 100% if they want to be in a career that
requires. That,
yes.
Also with sports, we've seen abuse in the sports industry.
Yes, that the
too.
Gymnastic team, Olympics team of USA.
Mm-hmm.
Because you pass so much time alone and with different kind of people, and for sports require a physiotherapy that need to touch your body.
Yes.
Coaches that need to teach you how to move with your body, so they touch you, so you have to be careful and around your kids, and when they go to tournaments you have to go with them. It's like, hey, my kid go with his team to a tournament in Orlando. No, I go with them, and I think it's part of being a parent. That remembers me the case of Michael Jackson, when he invited some kids to his home and the parents accepted just because it's Michael Jackson. It's like, no.
Yes, like, why?
That you're selling your kid.
I know.
You know, you're selling your kids just for the, because it's Michael Jackson and you want them to be famous.
Yeah, it's crazy. There was this other case in Nickelodeon. That was this PA, this producer, that he was always around the kids, like, you know, very enthusiastic. He would, like, make their parents feel comfortable because, you know, he's, like, so kind, always, like, smiling, blah, blah, blah. And there was this girl, she was like 9 or 11 at most. And, you know, he was like...
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Woohoo! Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
Doing some emails to her after the show. She was just like a guest in that moment. And they were doing like exchanging emails. But like, why you have to do email a 9 or 10 or 12 year old girl if you are 30? Like, come on, that's freaking weird.
That's a sickness for me.
Yes. And then, you know, it was all innocent. The mom was like looking at the emails. And then one day the girls freaked out and like shuts the computer. And you know what was it? It was this guy sending a picture of him, you know, touching himself, saying, I'm thinking about you, send me a picture of you doing the same. With a girl this young, like, come on. So the mom, in that moment, she like didn't know what to do.
Thanks God her mom was around.
Yes.
Because if not, you don't know the answer.
Exactly. Like that,
you know, for pressure or even though because you're curious. Because when you're a kid, imagine you at 12, 13, 14, and you are in front of that situation. You don't know if just because of curiosity, you know, even though you are from a good family and you have a good education, you don't know how you are going to act because you are like learning everything from life. You're like, you know, you are an open book, a blank book. So you're writing it and you are curious about life.
Yes, 100%. And well, this thing, the mom didn't report it. She didn't know how to handle it. But there was other person who did report him, that it was another guest of this show, that the same thing happened. But not just that, he actually abused of her. But when you listen to the story, it was like the guy came to their house and they were playing video games in their room. Like, come on. Like, what do you think is going to happen? Like, why is this guy coming to your daughter's house to play video games? So sometimes I think, one, or the parents are too naive.
Yes.
Or two, they don't care. Like, I just don't understand.
I think, like, somehow, as Drake's mom, she maybe knew and she wanted to be blind. Why? Because I wouldn't let my son stay in a house with an adult of, I don't know, 30, 40 years older than him.
No.
It's impossible 100%. For me to accept that.
No.
So for me, part of the guilty.
Mm-hmm. The guilt was the mom.
On her mom.
Yeah, on his mom. Yeah, 100%.
On his mom.
With this case, the guy was actually convicted. He went to prison. They found in his house, like, he would like have Ziploc bags.
But it was with 16 months in prison. Just
no, that
months.
Was Brian Peck. Brian Peck.
Uh-huh. Yes.
The other guy, I don't know how long he was.
16 months is nothing.
16 months is nothing.
One year and a half. That.
This other guy, he would like have panties of like 9-year-old girls safe, like why in Ziploc bags with their names. Like, dude, you're like insane. You're a pedophile.
Yes.
So with that happened, and you know, the thing is that Nickelodeon didn't do much about that. You know, they're just like, wash your hands, like, you know, this was, it's not related to us.
Maybe they try to silence, like, to keep it, you know.
Yeah, but it lasted a long time, but you know, things have changed, and people is picking up, and I'm sure after this documentary more and more,
because this was in 2004.
Yes,
a long time, almost 20 years ago.
Well,
so
after that call is when, you know, everything got, he got convicted, but just 16 months. And the thing is that he got somehow hundreds of letters of people from Hollywood to like
support Brian. Oh my God, I'm reading that.
Yes.
That's crazy.
It's insane. And also like Drake, says that it was very hard to see like on his side of the audience, just his family, and on the side of Brian,
all the Hollywood stars.
And he say, one day you remember, like, I'll remember this day as you supporting the guy who abused me hundreds of times and did horrible things to me, because it was also like torture, things like horrible things. So
how is Drake right now?
Well, he is a rising star in Mexico. He just released a new album, a new song. Definitely he had some difficult times. Imagine like growing up with that trauma, right? Mm. So he obviously did abuse of substances, abuse of alcohol. He had like a really bad car accident. He like wasn't as successful on his career here, and then, you know, he like tried more with music, and he had very good fans and doing well. But the crazy thing is, like, for example, like Nickelodeon will not pay the royalties to them. It's like, you know, think it's just all fucked up.
The contract, maybe they didn't see
exactly
review the contract.
But if you like
properly
put Nickelodeon in Latin America right now, you'll still see Drake and Josh. It's insane. So he had a little problem with a minor too, but he was like kind of set up. Basically, one of his fans would like text him through Instagram, and it was like a fake profile. She said she was 19, and you know, they start talking. Something happened, and then the girl like says that she was like 16, and like Drake slept with her and stuff. But he lied.
Did she want
she
money?
Lied to her. She lied to Drake.
Yes, but what does she want? Money or
of course.
Fame?
But whatever, like they went to trial, and in the end he was innocent because
he had
the evidence that, you know, she told me she was 19. But still, it's sad, and there's all this comparison obviously with Josh, because Josh is way more successful in his acting career. He was just in Oppenheimer, that, you know, won the Oscar as the best movie last year. So there was like not much support from Josh, and people started doing like
to Drake,
yeah,
and they were partners.
Exactly, they were like brothers, yes. Right? And they grew up together in the Amanda
show.
And Drake and
Josh happened for the same situation.
I don't know. We remember he was very fat back then, and he was treated different because the star, the hot guy, was Drake, right?
Yeah.
Right now, Josh lost a ton of weight and he's like super successful. He stopped being like old.
But who is sick is sick. So
yeah, this cliche, you know, comedy thing that always the fat guy, the funny guy, he's like doing like actual dramas. He also has a podcast. So he's very successful. And the thing is that some people are like, of course, he's not saying anything because he like was successful in his career, because probably he did accept and went through things like that as well. And he doesn't like say it, right? So that's some conspiracy. I don't know. Me as an actress, I started acting when I was like 13, 14.
Yes, little young.
Very young. And one thing that I remember is that I was always very like I would not trust anyone.
Okay.
For example, if I would never like be alone with a guy, for example, if I will see myself in that situation, I will like, okay, I'll step out. You know, a lot of times I remember like for castings, like I will go with my mom or I will go.
But sometimes you had to enter to the room by yourself.
Yes. Yes. And that's one thing that I think needs to change. I don't know how it is nowadays because I have some years without
acting. Did you remember something that today got your attention? Like, wow, I remember that. Maybe it could happen with that person. Do you remember something?
Of course, I do remember. Very little, thank God. I think I was like around good people and my mom was always there. But I saw, like when I was more like a teenager, like 16, there was this manager guy that he was like, you know, like having good talents in Venezuela. And he actually took me to like good stuff, good casting. Like it was like, you know, getting serious. And then one day he tells me like, look for your book or whatever. I need like some pictures, blah, blah.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, I'll send him my pictures, my headshots, whatever. And then he was like, no, I need a different one.
More provocative.
Uh-huh. And I was like, what you mean? What, like, let me know and I'll book a photo shoot, whatever.
How old were you?
I was like 16. And the guy tells me, I remember, I felt so uncomfortable. And I told my mom, like, what the fuck?
Ah, but did you take the photos?
No, okay, no. Okay. I was like, he told me like, oh, I need different. And I was like, what do you mean by different?
Mm.
And he told me like, oh, I would like to see like fully naked. And I was.
And did he speak with you directly? Not with your mom?
He will speak to me directly.
That's bad.
That's bad. Yes. That wasn't good. Like, you know, now that I see, I'm like, okay, yes, this should have been managed differently. But I was also pretty smart and I think my mom trusts me. So obviously, like, I sent him to hell. Like, I blocked him. I, like, disgusting. Like,
well, because you had the personality at that age to, you know, like, see that something was weird. Because,
yes,
like,
yes.
And if you want to be, like, really famous and you want to pursue your dream, you course. Just send the picture and who cares?
And things like that. Like, you know, I think it's because, like, I started growing up and things like that started, like, happening. And I think probably that's why I don't dedicate myself to that profession.
Because thanks God.
As a woman, it's hard.
It's hard.
And it was very you're very vulnerable because, like, people take advantage of you because you want to be famous, right? I remember another time was, like, a casting. And it was for a movie. And the casting director would always talk to me through Facebook.
Mm.
I was, like, 17. And it was this scene that was in a shower for this movie. And he told me, like, look, for the casting, I need to do, like, the full scene. I'm like, okay, how's the scene, you know? And it's just from here to there. I'm like, okay, I'll just wear, a bra, yeah, you know, underneath. And no, like, you know, you just have work on TV. With film, it's different because it's more natural, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, I'm not showing up.
Possible.
So I always, like, I never went to castings by myself. I always went with someone, even, like, as an adult, because things happen and get weird.
And you know that sometimes as parents, mm-hmm. we think that we have to protect our girls, like just female actress, mm-hmm. actress. But like in this case that you see, like now you remember, no, like it could happen if you're a girl, anyone. If you're a boy, like people that is sick and
they don't care.
They don't care. They don't care if you're a girl, if you're a boy. So we have to be careful as a parents, because sometimes we take care more if you're a girl, you know, like no, you are more protective if you have a girl and you be with her, like are around her all the time. But
everyone always says like, oh, it's better you have boys because you don't need to take care as much of them. Like, no, dude, like I take care of them like the same. So have that anything, because you work on TV as a journalism, and I know it's like a hard business because it's mostly men. Have something ever happened to you? Well, weird.
Thanks God. Mm-hmm. Like, I always have tried to have with my coworkers, like to have a relationship with my coworkers, just in a working mode. Yeah. You know, like it was really difficult for me to be friends with them. Like I tried to put a wall because I didn't want them to think, because every time that you have a move, maybe they think or they think that you want something else. So when we had a show or a game, a game day, and we had to go to the hotel in the morning, and we like had to have dinner together after the game, I just dinner with him and just
left
to my room.
That's the best.
I didn't let them to think bad things about me, so I disappeared, you know, like I try to be apart, because I know that when you are in that situation, it's so easy to be in a bad spot.
Yes, 100%. Well, thank God, like nothing has, we haven't been in a situation like has put us in that vulnerable. I think we've been very careful. With this documentary, I was really shocked, because you know, I grew up watching these kids, like I thought they were just having fun, and that was part of like what inspired me to be an actress. I was like, wow, I wanna be there, I wanna have fun, and you know, and it was like a very abusive.
And when you see all these kids, like even Miley Cyrus, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato, that I know that they are
Amanda Bynes,
Lindsay Lohan, all these stars that grew up, like in that big screen, like when you see them right now, like wow, the kind of addictions and traumas and problems that they have.
They didn't have a childhood. Because of that,
because wow, it's so you pay the price of the fame.
I know. And you've seen like people like us, the Olsen twins, that they just decide to never be on TV anymore because it was so harsh that they just don't want to know anything about them. Me personally, the TV industry for me was nice, but there was some toxic environments, like not so much in that part, like in sexual harassment, things like that. It happened, as I told you, so I have more stories like that. Thank God I always was very careful, but it was toxic in the way that, you know, they make you overwork. They take advantage of that. You know, you want to be the star, you want to be famous, you like want to make it in that career, and it tells you they like don't put your rights, you know. For example, Telemundo was just part of the SAG when I started working there, like after a year. So it's like, dude, this is just beginning in the Latin world, that they're right, like, you know, there's things like that you don't get overtime, that you'll be like many hours on set, the food is not good, and they like make you do, like, for example, one thing that I will see happening a lot is that, okay, you have a role of 5 episodes, let's say. So this any TV channel will be like, okay, so you have 5 episodes, we're not gonna pay by episode, we're gonna pay by day. So in this day,
one day,
you're gonna do 5 episodes. I'm like, dude, this is crazy, you know, it should be paid
Yes, because it's impossible for you to give your 100% working so many hours.
No, of course, and it's not sustainable. Like, that career is not sustainable. Like, okay, and the payment is $500 for the day. Instead of being like, okay, at least let's do these 5 episodes in 3 days.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, at least you have something. So I got very like, not super comfortable with the industry. But I think things are changing.
But now you have a podcast that is better than being an actress,
yes,
for sure.
And
you know what?
Director.
As a parent, if you are a mom or a dad who have a kid who wants to be an actress or an actor, be with them, one.
Yes.
And two, review their contracts.
Yes.
With a manager, with an executive, with a people who know about the business, because I was talking with many of the Somos Tú y Yo TV show.
Yeah, it's like a kid's
Somos Tú y Yo, it was
Venezuela.
A Venezuelan show in Venezuela, really famous, and they sold the TV show to
many countries.
100 countries in Asia, in Africa,
the
in Europe.
The same thing happened with Rebelde.
With Rebelde. And they didn't receive any royalty for the show. Just the payment that they received during the show as a salary, and they didn't receive a royalty for the show. So that stars that nowadays they do something different because they cannot, they are not like in Venezuela, the actress and the TV industry career, you know, that it was broken, you know, and they do something different for living right now, and they didn't receive any money.
Yes, so yeah, for sure you need to be careful with that. And just like
be with them,
and in not just if they want to be on TV, if, like, as we say, sports, any kind of situation that you see something that you don't like, someone you don't like, protect your kids. I'm like 100%.
Don't be so confident with the people that you believe.
Exactly. Yeah, because things happen even with family.
Yes.
So I think like, eyes wide open, don't trust anyone, not sleepovers, things like that. I'm very sorry about what happened to Drake, because I was a real fan. I will never think that he was going through that, but I'm very proud that he's picking up.
And you see nowadays the TV show, and wow, he was such a good actor. You never imagined that
he was passing
that situation.
Through that. Yeah, like I think, one of the things he said in the show, in the documentary, is that was the only time that he was happy, because he was like playing
a
someone else's life. It wasn't like his shitty life that he was living back then. So that's why it was so good, because he was like living it at the max.
It was a therapy for him.
Yes.
And he didn't know.
Yes. So it's sad, but the good thing is that things are changing, and I'm glad these people are speaking up, and the industry for sure needs to change, and we as moms just be careful.
Raise your voice.
All right. So we'll see you next time in another More Than Mommies
Untold
Stories.
Bye-bye.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no-excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mommies, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale!
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need, whatever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
La vida está llena de comienzos, día tras día, y en este espacio aprenderemos a amar, abrazar y observar cada uno de esos inicios. Justamente ahí está la magia de la vida, comenzar cuantas veces sea necesario por y para ti. Yo soy Isa Guzmán y quiero darte la bienvenida a un lugar donde de una vez comenzarás el lunes, en Comienzo el Lunes Podcast. Comienzo el Lunes está disponible en tu plataforma de podcast favorita.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.